Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Cão da Serra da Estrela. Cão da Serra da Estrela é uma raça de cães natural de Portugal, da região montanhosa com o mesmo nome. Possui todas as qualidades requeridas nesta região agreste, é inteligente, leal e valente. Estima-se que seja uma das raças caninas mais antigas da Península Ibérica. O seu pelo áspero ajuda-o a sobreviver ao inverno rigoroso da elevada altitude e, antes, a sua força permitia-lhe defender os rebanhos dos lobos. Há quem defenda a teoria de que, no tempo dos visigodos, foram sendo lentamente introduzidos em várias partes da Europa, cães de grande porte vindos do Planalto Asiático. O cão de proteção de gado era utilizado fundamentalmente em zonas montanhosas e acompanhava os pastores e rebanhos nas suas migrações anuais para os defender dos lobos e dos assaltantes. A Serra da Estrela, pelo seu isolamento e dificuldade de acesso, tornou-se o solar desta raça canina.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Guimarães and I'm here today to present you a new article. The new article's name is Cão da Serra da Estrela. And I'm here today, as usual, with my co-host James. Together with James, we will read the text and I will explain to James any words or expressions that he may not understand. Shall we get started, James?
Sure, let's do it.
Wonderful.
Cão da Serra da Estrela.
Serra.
Serra da Estrela. É uma raça.
Raça.
Raça de cães natural de Portugal, da região montanhosa com o mesmo nome.
Muito bem. Percebeste, James? Did you understand what's been said in the
yes.
first sentence?
So, I mean, cão is dog.
Dog.
So, it's about this type of dog, right?
Yeah. Raça de cães. You understand raça?
Like the race, the breed.
The race. Exactly. Yes. Very good. And the name of this dog, cão, in Portuguese, is the same name as the mountain, Serra da Estrela.
Serra da Estrela.
Muito bem, exatamente. Sim? Shall we continue?
Sure. Possui todas as qualidades requeridas nesta região agreste. É inteligente, leal e valente.
Muito bem. So, did you understand everything?
Not so much, actually.
Okay, I will try to explain bit by bit. Possui todas as qualidades requeridas. It means possuir is to have. To have all the qualities that a dog needs to survive in this region.
So this word here...
Requeridas,
required,
yeah, nesta região,
in that
região agreste. Região agreste means, normally, is an area that it has a lot of mountains, and the paths are a bit difficult to walk to, you know, the air itself is a hard area,
So in the wilderness,
mountain.
In the wild.
Yes. So, is intelligent, now comes the qualities that he needs to survive in this type of regions. Is intelligent, leal. Leal, it means that he does normally is also is normally associated with people, leal. So when someone is leal, it means that you make a promise and you keep that promise, you will do that promise, yeah? But in this context, it's like he has an owner and whatever owner asks him to do, he will do.
So loyal.
Loyal, yes. Mm-hmm. And valiant. He's really strong, in any circumstances, he will try to do anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Sure. Estima-se que seja uma das raças...
Raças.
Raças caninas mais antigas da Península Ibérica.
Ibérica. Ibérica. Yeah. So, estima-se que seja, and is an expression that is considered to be one of the oldest type of dogs, raças caninas, type of dogs, in the Península Ibérica. A Península Ibérica is Portugal and Spain.
So, okay, yes.
Yeah, did you understood? So, estima-se que seja, is considered to be...
Estima-se que seja.
Estima-se que seja. It's considered to be one of the oldest, uma das raças mais antigas, one of the oldest types of dogs in the Península Ibérica. Mm-hmm. Península Ibérica.
Okay. Yep. O seu pelo áspero ajuda-o a sobreviver ao inverno rigoroso da elevada altitude e antes a sua força permitia-lhe defender os rebanhos dos lobos.
Yeah, okay. So here it's a bit a mixture between what they can do now and what they used to do. Maybe they still do, but what it implies what they used to do. So, o seu pelo áspero, his hard
fur,
very, you
the
know,
skin.
Not yeah, soft, fur, yes. But hard, you know?
Yes.
Keeps him alive. Ajuda a sobreviver. Sobreviver is to survive.
So it helps the dog to survive.
Under really low temperature, inverno rigoroso, really tough winters.
Yes.
And in a high
altitude.
Uh-huh. And antes, so before, I assume not now, but before, he has a strength that allows him, permitia-lhe, defender os rebanhos dos lobos. Lobos are the is an animal that normally is a wild animal. In English, I don't know how you translate. Like how you say the wolf.
Okay.
Like this story, o capuchinho vermelho e o lobo mau.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Is a wolf in this story. In the wolf. So, rebanho de lobos is a... I don't know in English how you say one is many wolves.
Like a pack of wolves.
You say a pack? Mm-hmm. So, in Portuguese, is rebanho.
Okay.
Antes, a sua força permitia-lhe defender os rebanhos dos lobos. So, it means his strength... Before, his strength allowed him to defend...
The group, the pack of the dogs.
Exactly. So that's why I'm thinking this is a mixture between what they have now, because they still have this fur, hard fur, and before they were more strong. That doesn't mean they are not stronger now, but it's just what the article states. And now it will be a bit the story of how they came to the Península Ibérica. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shall continue?
Yeah. A quem defenda... A quem defenda a teoria de que no tempo dos visigodos forma sendo lentamente introduzidos em várias partes da Europa. Cães de grande porte, vindos do planalto asiático.
Asiático. Good. So, this is just theory. Maybe, maybe not. So, what they're saying, há quem defende a teoria. There are those who defend the theory that in the times of the Vikings,
Visigodos.
I would translate as Vikings.
Yes.
Visigodos. It came slowly, lentamente, in different parts of Europe, dogs with big dogs.
Yes.
Grand porte. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That came from Asian planets. Just trying to say, explain where they came from.
Okay.
The origin from Portugal, but before that, where they came from. They don't not, you know,
so
with
a
relation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand everything? So, Grande Porte is big dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lentamente introduzidos means... They came
introduced
slowly.
into the
different parts of Europe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's just a theory. Maybe may not be even those cães da Serra da Estrela. Maybe
yes.
just
yeah.
something similar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not clear in the article. Good. Shall I continue?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
O cão de proteção. De gado era utilizado fundamentalmente em zonas montanhosas e acompanhava os pastores e rebanhos nas suas migrações anuais. Para os defender dos lobos e dos assaltantes.
Ok, can you continue a bit the story? For what they use this type of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
So say o cão de proteção de gado. Gado is when we have a farm and you have like cows and bulls, like the...
So the livestock on the farm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like all these animals. It was used to... Fundamentalmente is easier to understand.
Yeah.
Fundamentally.
Yeah.
In...
mountainous areas.
Very
yeah.
good. And acompanhava. Do you know what
like
acompanhava?
Accompanied.
Accompanied. Os pastores. Pastores in
like the farmer. Or
the farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally, those who has different types of has lambs and.
Yes.
Yeah. E o rebanho. Os rebanhos. Rebanhos normally is connected or are. And are connected in terms of animals with lambs. Yeah? E rebanhos, so they protect the farms, yeah, especially or fundamentally in mountain areas, and they were used to accompany the you said farmers. Pastores?
I guess like shepherds. So, but
shepherds.
That's
I would say
sheep.
Yeah, but normally. Pastores, I would say pasto. It's more sheep.
Okay.
Sheep,
so
yeah.
Maybe it is a shepherd. Yeah.
Shepherd. And when they used to migrate annually from one place to another.
Yes.
And also to defend the wolves and the thieves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the last sentence.
A Serra da Estrela, pelo seu isolamento e dificuldade de acesso, tornou-se o solo desta raça canina.
Ok, so, a Serra da Estrela, pelo seu isolamento, isolamento is to be... Isolated.
Yes.
It's a place that is really isolated, difficult to reach, difficult of access. Yes, difficult to reach. Has become
o solar desta raça canina, it means the best place for this type of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they developed in such a way that makes them better in this type of conditions. That's yes. why they, in the article, I guess, this is my guess, the author developed a bit this theory as well, explain a little bit, just to explain the introduction of the dog in the Peninsula Ibérica and why it stayed in Serra da Estrela.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So did you like the article, James? Was a bit difficult,
yeah,
easy?
Yes, it was a bit difficult than usual. Quite a lot of complex sentences.
Yes, and a lot of expressions as well. Mm. Yes, so definitely it is a hard one. Good. I hope you enjoy, James.
Yes, yes.
And you visit the Serra da Estrela, which is the highest mountain in Portugal.
I still want to go there one day.
Yeah, well, maybe in winter you could go there. They also have a really nice cheese there. If you like cheese, Queijo da Serra da Estrela, it's very good. And it's an interesting area for those who like mountains and hiking and to see snow in Portugal. Yeah, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you everyone for listening to us. I hope you like it. If you want to check our website and our highlights and questions, please check out www.portuguesefromportugal.com. And I see you next time. Bye. Adeus.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website portuguesefromportugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.